Good morning po uli, mga kapatid. I thank the Lord for giving me another opportunity to stand before you to preach and deliver His message to each one of us. This is a privilege for me to be able to stand and give this message from the Lord. And I hope and pray that this will bless each one of you this morning. Okay, like what I mentioned earlier, our pastor is on sabbatical leave. So for the rest of the Sundays of September, your elders and pastors will be handling the pulpit. So, and I also mentioned to you, please remember him in your prayers. Na the Lord will give him that respite, no? Na talagang makarecover siya and ma-energize and ma-recharge po ang ating mahal na pastor. Amen po ba? If you have been attending our church long enough, you know that the method of preaching here is expository. Meaning that we preach the whole counsel of God's Word, trying to present to you the meaning and intent of biblical text, providing commentary and examples to make the passage clear and understandable as much as possible, verse by verse, di ba? Book by book. We look for timeless truths and try to bridge that to us here as contemporary believers to exhort you, to admonish, to encourage, or maybe even to convict so that you live lives that are worthy of God, to honor Him and to glorify Him. Amen po ba? If you are here at the pulpit, there is this huge banner there. Makikita mo dito, may banner po dyan, nakalagay dyan, preach the word with an exclamation. Ang laki-laki po niya, yan, no? Preach the word. Nandyan po sa ano yan, na banner, no? Well, today is no exception, mga kapatid. And I will preach on the subject of giving. I know for most believers, this is rather a sensitive topic that can maybe offend someone, di ho ba? But as your under-shepherds, mga kapatid, we will be doing you a disservice if we do not preach such as this now and then. Amen po ba? I think the last time that this was preached was last year by Brother Joey. Alright? So, please bear with me because the Bible is replete with discussion and about our money and possession. So today, this morning, I'll be preaching to you from Philippians chapter 4, verses 14 to 20. Okay? And this is entitled, The God Who Supplies. The God Who Supplies. Can we just bow down our hearts again before the Lord and ask Him to enable us to understand, to grasp His truths being discussed this morning. Lord, most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the freedom that we have in our country, Lord, to exercise our belief in you, Lord of God. Thank you so much, Lord, because we can gather freely at this place, at this time, Lord, Sunday after Sunday, Lord of God, to fellowship, to hear your words preach, Lord of God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord of God. Not many people have this kind of privilege, and yet here we are basking on this freedom because of your goodness and faithfulness, Lord of God, to us, to our church. And so, Lord of God, in a special way, once more as we sit down and listen to your words, preach and discuss, Lord, give us hearts, Lord, that are willing to listen. Not only willing to listen, but willing to apply your truths, Lord of God, in our lives so that we can give glory to your name. Thank you so much, Lord of God. We entrust to you our time together, Lord of God. Lord, I am unworthy. before my brethren, but only by your grace that I am able to stand before them, Lord. So I ask for your strength, for your anointing to be upon me, Lord. Use me, Lord, O God, to minister to my precious brethren, Lord, O God. Lord, Holy Spirit, be our teacher this morning. We acknowledge, Lord, that you will also enable us. We ask that you illumine our minds, inspire us, Lord, O God. Lord, we know, Lord, that this is a battle with the flesh once more. But Lord, this is your will for us to stand before you and hear your words, Lord O God, your truths, truths that we can use as fuel in our lives, Lord O God, to live lives that are worthy of you. So accomplish your purpose again. Thank you so much, Lord O God. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, mga kapatid, the Bible is replete with discussion about money and possession. In fact, more than 2,000 verses all in all talks about money and possession. Do you know that? In our Bible. And Jesus himself talks about money and about 16 out of 38 of his parables deals with how to handle our possessions and our money, our resources, mga kapatid. In the Gospels, we will see there that 1 out of 10 verses talks about money and possession. So, my dear friends, God is plainly showing to us through His Word that money is a matter of the heart. And He is concerned about it in our lives. In the lives of His children, mga kapatid. In other words, our hearts and our pockets are tightly, you know, bound up together, so to speak, mga kapatid. So, just like what I mentioned to you this morning, I would like to teach or preach on the topic of faithful giving. So please open your Bible in the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And let's read our text starting on verse 14 all the way to verse 20. Okay? Philippians 4, verse 14 to verse 20. Sige po. Sundan niyo po ako as I read this. Starting verse 14. Nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. And you yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel after I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving but you alone. But even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account. Verse 18. But I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And then verse 19, our favorite. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Verse 20, now to our God and Father be the glory and forever and ever. Amen. Before we continue, just let me discuss to you the background in context of this letter. All right? So, this is largely a thank you letter written by the Apostle Paul to the church he founded during his missionary journey sometime in AD 49. And the Philippian church had donated support to Paul and other things. And at least three times before this letter. Makikita po natin yan later sa verse 16. And while Paul wrote this letter during a time of house arrest in Rome, sometimes AD 60 to 62, the major theme of this letter is rejoicing amidst suffering. Rejoicing amidst suffering. He identified with those who suffer in this church, and that amidst their difficulties, they managed to send help to him. And because of this, this brought so much encouragement to Paul, since he was suffering unjust imprisonment himself. And also in this letter, Paul warned the believers, the Philippians, against false teachers, and he spoke against those who preach out of personal ambition and benefits. And the focus of this book is, or this letter, is the proper Christian attitude during times of suffering. Specifically, this is an attitude of rejoicing, mga kapatid. So here, Paul now encourages these believers to rejoice despite their suffering. And we will see that in chapter 1. And then in chapter 2, we will see that they are to rejoice through humble service. Okay? So chapter 2. And then in chapter 3, makikita natin that these believers were encouraged to focus on Christ alone during these hardships. Alright? They are to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in chapter 4, where we get our passage for this morning, in all of this, they are to depend on our Lord Jesus Christ for their strength during their times of suffering when they struggle. So, yan po yung background nito pong sulat na ito ni Apostol Pablo sa mga taga-Philippians. So, let us now go to our message. So, in this morning, mga kapatid, I'll be discussing to you the principles that Paul laid out on faithful giving. Alright? And makikita po natin in verse 14 to 15 that this is a priority. Faithful giving is a priority. And then in verse 16, we will see there that faithful giving is for the purpose of the gospel. Alright? And then in verse 17, we will see there that we are actually participating in eternity if we exercise faithful giving. And then in verse 18, we will see there that faithful giving is something that is pleasing to God. Okay, so lahat po yan P. And then in verse 19 to 20, we will see there that faithful giving has a promise. Okay, so lahat po yan P, no? Alright, so let's now go to our message. It is a priority. It is a priority, mga kapatid. So let's read again verses 14 to 15. You have done well to share with me in my affliction. You yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving but you alone. So, my dear brethren, I would like you to take note that the phrase first preaching of the gospel is not reference to the dawning of the church, meaning the start of the church, but rather the initial preaching of the gospel among the Philippians. And here we will see, mga kapatid, that Paul must have taught them early on the importance of faithful giving to support those in the ministry. He was not asking for help, yet soon after he left them, they sent gifts to him. At this time, my dear brethren, the church would have been just a few months old in the Lord. And yet they were already practicing faithful giving. In other words, in the early days of their young church life, they helped finance Paul's work, a blessed action which Paul made sure to thank them even years later. Mga kapatid, naalala po ni Apostol Pablo ang kanilang ginawa to thank them even years later. And this gift is probably the same one mentioned by Paul in 2 Corinthians 11:8. That he received when he was in Corinth. Sabi niya po diyan sa 2 Corinthians 11:8, I robbed other churches by receiving support from them so as to serve you. And here, Paul describes his willingness to receive support from other churches, such as Philippians, to support his work in Corinth. Of course, mga kapatid, the word robbing, yung nakita niyo po dyan, is a sarcasm meant by Paul to the Corinthian church because he is being accused of being a false apostle exacting money from churches. So it was a sarcasm when he said, I robbed these churches, no? By receiving gifts from them. And here, mga kapatid, he is showing that it was not he alone who suffered and sacrificed for their good. He means that other churches also contributed to their service by giving what was needed to Paul. Okay? So in this instance, mga kapatid, no, the Philippians were the only church took the initiative to send support to Paul as a matter of sharing in his affliction, in his endeavor, in his difficulties for the gospel. Even when he was still in Macedonia, at Thessalonica, more than once they sent gifts to him, these Philippians. Even though those gifts were not enough, mga kapatid, to provide full support for his needs, he reminds the Thessalonians now how he worked with his hands to provide for his needs when he was with them. And makikita po natin yan, for example, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. Yet, mga kapatid, right at the start of their Christian experience, these Philippian believers had given. And our Lord Jesus Christ himself taught the same principle in his parable of the unfaithful steward. Please go to the book of Luke, chapter 16, verses 10 to 13. Tingnan po natin yan. Luke 10 to 13. Sabi po ng ating Panginoon, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. If you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Yes, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, we are called to manage all the material goods that God has entrusted to us, and that includes faithful giving. And it should be the first lesson we learn in our Christian walk. Of course, we know that this is a little thing before God. Yet, if we do it faithfully, we can be entrusted with true riches, which means heavenly blessings in Christ. Take note, mga kapatid. In the second part of Philippians 4, verse 15, Paul refers to their financial gifts as a partnership with me in giving and receiving. They gave financially and received spiritual benefits. And alam po natin yan, in our own experience as believers, mga kapatid, we see and experience the same relationship in our context as a local church. Our support of the church, ministries, and missionary activities has impacted many others in faraway places where the gospel is being preached. In other words, the support that was extended also benefited the lives of those who give faithfully. Last July, mga kapatid, we've had a wonderful fellowship with one of the churches that supports our mission programs. Yung pong Cornerstone Fellowship Church, di ho ba, mga kapatid? And they are so blessed as they visited us to come and see the spiritual fruits of their giving, not only here in our main church, but in our outreaches as well. So, my dear brethren, of course, mga kapatid, faithful giving should be one of the first things we consider in our Christian walk. And it must be established as a priority if we are to grow spiritually. Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Can I just hear amen? Yes, faithful giving should be one of the first things we considered in our Christian walk. In Proverbs 3:9, the writer says, "Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce." Proverbs 3:9. Okay? So, faithful giving is a priority. And then in verse 16, it is for the purpose of the gospel. Paul says, "For even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs." And this gift, mga kapatid, was sent by these Philippian believers through Epaphroditus, as he mentioned in verse 18. And in this verse, Paul adds other times they had supported his work. Even while he was serving in other places, the Philippians took time to help him. And at this time, he was in Thessalonica. And we have this recorded in Acts 17:1-9, and in his first and second letters to the Thessalonians. You see, my dear brethren, his ministry in this city did not reach a year. Okay? Yet, short as it was, the Philippians were able to give help at least twice, perhaps even more, mga kapatid. All in all, they were able to help Paul at least four times, making them the most generous church towards his ministry based on New Testament accounts. And I would like you to take note, very interestingly, that Paul's most joyful letter is also credited to this most giving church. Yes, my dear brethren, our faithful giving is the purpose of furthering the gospel of our Lord. As we will see even in verse 15, we will read there that Paul is preaching the gospel. You see, he never made strong demands for funds for himself, no? He wanted the churches to know that his focus is ministry, exemplified by his hard work and freedom from greed. In fact, he worked to provide for his needs so as not to burden the churches. You can go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 to 9, and we will read there, starting verse 7, sabi niya po doon, "For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this, not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you to imitate. So, we will see here, my dear brethren, that Paul's focus was on preaching the gospel, not on his need for money. He was always honest not to take advantage of anyone in financial matters, but to keep his focus on ministry. While he genuinely appreciated the gift of these Philippian believers, he was more excited about what it signified, about their hearts towards God, that it represented fruit accruing in their account in heaven. We will see that later, sa verse 17. As for himself, Paul lived by faith and was content with whatever God provided to him. In other words, what I'm saying is he never made strong appeals for funds for himself, but made a strong appeal for funds for others. In 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, he appealed strongly to them to give generously to meet the need of the poor Christians in Judea. And he appealed to them to give based on God's gracious gift. Ano po yun? His son. All right? That is the basis of his appeal. The gracious gift of God to them, his son. He said in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 12, makikita po natin doon. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of this service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out because of the surpassing grace has given you. Thanks be to God, his indescribable gift. And what is that? His son. Yan po ang basis ng kanyang appeal to these believers. Here in our church, all ministers live by faith in the terms of their regular support from the church. In other words, they are not salaried workers. They rely on the Holy Spirit to touch the hearts of the givers for their support, waiting for the givers to specify their names in their giving according to our system of collection. Ano po ang ibig sabihin niyan, mga kapatid? This means that we are to pray earnestly as to who we will support when we give. And I encourage you to consider faithful servants and ministers and even ministries who are focused on the furtherance of the gospel and give faithfully to them. What I'm saying is, please don't assume that all the financial needs of the church, the pastors, the elders, and the workers are being met. Mga kapatid, like the Philippian church with Paul, take initiative to pray and to support. If you are not sure of their need, ask. But don't assume that all the needs of the church, the pastors, the elders, and the workers are being met. If you are unsure, please ask, mga kapatid. Doon po sa 1 Corinthians 16, 1-2. Sabi po ni Apostol Pablo, now concerning the collection for the saints as I directed the churches of Galatia, so you are to do as well. On the first day of the week, each of you is to put aside and save as he may prosper, so that no collections need to be made when I come. Yes, my dear brethren, faithful giving is for the purpose of furthering the gospel work in and through this church. Amen po ba? Ayan. Mas malakas ng konti yung amen nyo. Let's go to the third principle. In verse 17, we will see there that faithful giving is actually participating in eternity. So basahin po natin uli ang verse 17. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account. So here, my dear brethren, Paul clarifies his being thankful for the gifts that he received. Not only that, he now enlarges the scope of his appreciation. Ang sabi niya po doon, he does not seek the gift, nor hint at more financial support, but rather being after the spiritual growth of these Philippian believers. Paul says, but I seek for the profit that increases to your account. In Greek, mga kapatid, yung pong salitang seek dyan is the phrase intense desire. It is his intense desire to seek for the profit of these Philippian believers. And you see that the focus of his gratitude was not merely the money itself, but rather the blessings of God upon these Philippian believers because of their generosity. These terms were common accounting words. My dear brethren, so Paul is saying that when you give to the Lord's work, it's like you're putting money into a bank and it pays guaranteed high interest for all eternity. If you have any money invested in stocks or mutual funds, you realize that the riskier the investment, the greater the chance that you can make high returns, Ihuba. But also the greater chance that you can lose a lot. And even the safe investment have no guarantees. But Paul is saying here, when you invest in God's work, there is no risk and you get the highest possible return on your investment guaranteed by the very word of God. It was not so much the gift, but the giving that gave pleasure to the heart of Paul, mga kapatid. You see, God could have used any number of means to bring him support. He even used a raven to feed Elijah. Remember, right? Now, his real interest is in the spiritual fruit that comes to the lives of those who exercise faithful giving. Paul was saying, I am glad you get your gift, not for what it does for me, but for what it does for you. I want fruit to abound to your account. My dear brethren, he focuses on how these financial supports can help regarding heavenly realities. A Christian support can be used to help others come to know Christ, support Christian leaders and church operations, and results in blessing upon those who give. Our financial support can also be used to help those in need, as in our benevolence fund. Mga kapatid, we have a benevolence program here in our church, and as the supplies last, by God's grace, we are trying to help in whatever capacity that we can to help those who are in need dito po sa church natin, mga kapatid. In Proverbs 19:17, one who is gracious to a poor person lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deed. Mga kapatid, by giving to the Lord's work, you are actually participating. You are investing in souls for all eternity. And it's the smartest investment you can make. Amen po ba? Ayan, sige. Humina uli yung amen nyo. And then, number four, in verse 18, we will see there that faithful giving is pleasing to God. Sabi niya po doon, "But I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God." So now, this verse adds details about the gifts Paul received through Epaphroditus. And here, Paul clearly received some money, enough for him to consider himself more than fully supplied. And Paul calls these gifts as a fragrant offering, fragrant aroma, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. Mga kapatid, just as proper Old Testament offerings were considered acceptable sacrifices that pleased God, the Philippians' gifts to Paul provided God the same satisfaction. Of course, as believers now, mga kapatid, we no longer live under the requirements of the sacrificial system, but having said that, we could bring joy to the Lord through other expressions of our worship, such as sharing of our gifts, our faithful giving, just like what the Philippians did to Paul. So the point is, mga kapatid, when you exercise faithful giving, you are not giving to the pastor or the church. You are not giving to the missionary or the mission organization. You are giving to God Himself. And, mga kapatid, as He Himself gladly and willingly gave up His only Son to meet your greatest need, which is salvation, would you give gratefully out of a heart of love and worship as a response? So that's how we should give to God, out of a heart of love and gratitude to glorify Him. Okay? Amen po ba? So, when we are to give faithfully to the Lord's work for furthering the gospel, out of a heart of worship to our Lord who gave Himself for us, to meet our greatest needs, which is salvation. If we do, God promised something. This is our favorite. In verse 19 to 20, faithful giving actually entails the promise of God. Right? So, nandyan po, mga kapatid. No? "And my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen." So, at this point, Paul is now concluding his thank you note to these Philippian believers. And here, he gives them this encouraging assurance, so profound that it can actually encourage them. "And my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Mga kapatid, faithful givers can count on the faithful God's faithful supply. "My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. What a magnificent promise. Amen po ba? Here, we will see the confidence of Paul that God would meet their needs because they were generous in their giving. Of course, mga kapatid, let me just qualify this. This is not a promise of wealth or even an easy life, but rather, the concept of need has to be considered according to God's will. Okay? Need po ang imi-meet po dito ng ating Panginoon. And please, I would like you to take note that the source of the promise is our God, with whom we are in union with the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son. Amen po ba? Ang sabi niya po doon, my God in Christ Jesus. And here we will see Paul's intimate personal relationship with his Savior. Amen po ba, mga kapatid? So, giving to the Lord's work, listen to this, is not for anyone who does not know Him through the cross. Okay? Let me just repeat that. Giving to the Lord's work is not for anyone who does not know Him through His work upon the cross. If you know Him as my God, if you know that by faith you are in Christ Jesus, then the privilege of giving and the promise of God's faithfulness applies to you. If you know Him as my God, if you know Him that by faith you are in Christ Jesus, then the privilege of giving and the promise of God's faithfulness applies to you. But if you don't know Him, you don't know Christ, you don't have saving relationship with Him, you can't give to Him until you receive from Him this gift to you. It's like what I mentioned earlier in the announcements. If you are here and still uncertain of your relationship with God, you don't know where will you be after this life. My dear friends, after the service, please go at the back at that room. Someone will share the gospel of salvation to you. But just to encourage you, if you will acknowledge your sinfulness before God, and in all humility, ask for forgiveness. If you are honest and true that you are repentant of your sins, because God is faithful, He's going to forgive you. No matter what you did in the past, no matter who you are, if you are repentant because God knows our hearts, He can read our minds, He will forgive you. And in faith, acknowledge Christ as your only Savior. Nothing, no one will be able to save you. Not your moral uprightness, not your tradition, not even a church like this, attending a church like this can save you. Only Christ can save you. So acknowledge Him in faith as your only Savior, for He mentioned in His word, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Only Christ, no one else can save you, my dear friend. And surrender your life to Him as your King, as your Lord. Then and only then, this promise will apply to you. This privilege of giving faithfully to God and His promise of faithfully meeting your needs applies to you. So don't waste the opportunity. Maybe you've been here attending this church for quite some time now, But until now, you are unsure of your standing before God. Don't waste the opportunity of being able to hear the gospel preached to you once more. Mga kapatid, it is no other than the God who spoke the universe into existence and who promises to supply your needs when you give faithfully to His cause. Even though, as Paul experienced himself, you may suffer some difficulties, some tight times, your needs, of course, not luxuries. We are against prosperity gospel, mga kapatid. Okay? Your needs will be met. And you will have far more, namely, the great joy of fellowship with the Creator and your Savior. Then the sufficiency of the promise is the riches of God for all my needs. Yes, my dear brethren, He promises to supply all our needs according to, not out of, His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Christ is the Amen of God, the fulfillment of all His promises. Amen po ba? And that is a staggering promise, mga kapatid. The God who owns the whole earth says that He will meet our needs if we give faithfully. It is a blessed thing to know. This is in your experience as you watch Him do this in your life. Mga kapatid, watch Him do this in your life. And lastly, the certainty of the promise depends on God Himself. The certainty of this promise depends on God Himself. The promise is made by God in Christ. The God I know personally, the God who is also our Father. The God who has never in human history failed His children. The God who demonstrated His great love for us by giving His only Son on the cross. Then, this promise is true. This promise is good. Sabi po sa Romans 8:32, we know this. Sabi po sa Romans 8:32, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things? Gayun din po yung sinasabi niya sa 2 Corinthians 9:10. 2 Corinthians 9:10, He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, this morning, if we meet the condition by giving faithfully, the promise is certain. Our God, our Father, will meet all our needs, and you can count on it. Amen po ba, mga kapatid? And then in verse 20, Paul concludes that all of this is for the glory of God. Sabi niya po doon sa verse 20, Now, to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So, this is Paul's expression of praise, mga kapatid. As he ends his thank you note to them, this is the expression of his praise. God, who is both Lord and Father to us believers. Jesus has taught them to pray to God as their Father in heaven. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. If faithful giving is for the glory of God the Father, how can He not supply back our needs? Di ho ba, mga kapatid? Amen po ba? Mahina na po yung amen niyo. As I end, mga kapatid, listen to this. My dear brothers and sisters, your giving to Lord's work is an accurate gauge of your spiritual life. You may argue with me, but this is the truth. Your giving to the Lord's work is an accurate gauge of your spiritual life. Jesus Himself taught this in Matthew 6:21. Sabi niya po diyan, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6:21. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, to exercise faithful giving, mga kapatid, it requires you to believe that there's heaven ahead. Who among us here believe that there is heaven ahead? Can you please raise your hand? Kahit hindi ka sure. Yes, my dear friends, to exercise faithful giving requires you to believe that there is a heaven ahead. What you do is just advancing your treasure. Where will you spend all of eternity? And Jesus calls this laying up treasures in heaven in Matthew 6:19. Ito lamang po, mga kapatid. Faithful giving requires faith because you have to trust that when you give, God is going to make up for it by providing for your needs. Again, needs po ang usapan dito. And that's the issue at the heart. Okay? That's the issue at the heart of this matter is faith, of faithful giving. So, the challenge, mga kapatid, is this. Will you trust? Right? Will you trust the living God who gave His Son for you by giving generously and systematically out of a heart of gratitude, out of a heart of love, and out of a heart of worship to Him? Now, if you do, He's promised to meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Amen po. Can we just use this time, no, to find a partner and share whatever takeaways na meron po tayo sa preaching po na ito this morning? And can I ask also later on the worship team to sing the second to the last song?
po. You can pray for each other now. Po, can we just conclude now our sharing and praying, and let us sing the last song, the second to the last song, before we end in prayer. Can I ask you all to please stand up? Let us worship the Lord. Give up.
Okay, brethren, let's come before the Lord in worship. Dun sa narinig ho natin mensahe na galing po sa Kanya. Ati pong iangat ang ati pong pagpupuri sa ating Panginoon, sa Kanya pong mga paalala, sa Kanya pong kabutihan sa ating mga buhay.
Praise the Lord. His mercy is more, stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Oh, Gifts of kindness He lavished on us. His blood was the payment, His life was the cost. We stood in a debt we could never afford. My sins, they are many, His mercy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
His mercy.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we can never thank you enough for giving us your love's grace, Lord God. You sent your own Son, Lord God, to die on our behalf. You met our greatest needs, Lord God, and that is to be saved from the wrath that is to come because of our wickedness and sinfulness. And yet, here we are, Lord, standing before you, justified. Saved, Lord of God, because you sent your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, for us. That lavish gift, Lord, that you gave us, your Son. And so, Lord of God, Father, as our act of worship in response, Lord of God, help us. Help us to obey your commands, Lord of God. And that is to give back what is due you, Father. Let it be a pleasing aroma to you, Lord, as we obey, Father, in giving what is due back for the furtherance of your work in and through our church, Lord of God. Thank you so much, Lord, because we can always go back to your words, Lord, that indeed this is your command to us. And help us to become faithful. Help us, Lord, to become obedient to your call, Lord of God. And so, Lord, in a special way, Lord, accomplish your divine purpose. Why you allowed us, Lord, to hear this message this morning, Lord of God. Thank you so much, Lord of God. All these things we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. And even as we exercise giving once more, Father, today, Lord, let your name be magnified and glorified, Lord. We pray, Lord, that all the proceeds of whatever giving and offerings, Lord, that we have, Lord, will be used for the furtherance of your work here in and through this church, Lord of God. Father, salamat po, Panginoon. All these things we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen. God bless po. God bless.